AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Are you binging anything recently?
Okay, lately? So I need to find something new because I just recently binged, and I might be a little late. I'm binging. I just binged Lula Rich.
No, I did too.
You did too?
Yes.
Okay.
Did I tell you to watch it?
No, I think I told you to watch it.
Okay. All right.
So I found it so entertaining and interesting because of a personal connection. So when I lived in the first townhouse.
Okay.
I used to look out my back window, and in the house across the street, or across the alley, you know, it's like the garage is like backed up to each other.
Yes.
I could see through this woman's garage that she had like it was her garage, but it looked like a store, right?
Okay.
So wait. All right. So Lula Rich is a, before I tell the story about the lady.
Okay.
Lula Rich is a documentary about the company LuLaRoe, which pretty much is a multi-level marketing company that sells leggings, right? So leggings printed, like, so they like all with all these crazy prints. They're really soft. They're like one size kind of fits all, or like certain, you know, I don't know, like really soft. And they have all these crazy prints.
Crazy prints.
Right.
And
they blew up, like their business like blew up exponentially. So they have all these people, mostly white ladies across the country, signing up, paying thousands of dollars to get all this LuLaRoe inventory and to host the party. You know, you host a party, people come, they buy stuff.
Yes.
And you buy more inventory. Blah, blah,
okay.
Blah.
But it's like, it was like a straight Ponzi scheme, right?
Well, it started, it went, I think it was good while it was good. I think they grew too fast and too big. And then it
guys,
imploded.
Guys, so Robin is always trying to get people to benefit of the doubt.
I am.
They knew exactly what they were doing, and they were there to. We have a celebrity guest here, and he's looking through the window. His name is Juan Dixon.
Hi, Juan.
And I think he's just come home from work. And Juan is. We always love Juan. We love seeing him. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Back to the story. So it was a straight. It was not a Ponzi scheme, but it was a straight Amway. It was straight.
Well,
Amway.
I'm familiar with multi-level marketing companies. Okay. I've signed up for, you know, to sell jewelry with Tracy Lynn Jewelry and stuff like that. So I think, you know, when it goes good, it goes good. And I think they just, I think they started off with good intentions and they just got way into over their head. Like,
I think the wife had good intentions. That husband.
Oh yeah. He saw dollar signs.
And he was like, he was like, I don't care. Go ahead.
Okay. So let me tell you a story about the lady behind me. Okay. So I would literally like look out my back window and I could see through her garage. It's like little small windows in the garages.
Yes.
Right. And I could see it was like literally she had the ring lights. She had carpet and sofa and shelving. It literally looked like a store, and then racks, you know, of all these leggings everywhere. Right. So I'm like, what the hell is going on? Yeah. Oh, and then I could see her, like, you know, talking to a camera and holding the leggings up. And
oh, she was doing like her Facebook.
She was doing her Facebook stuff, okay. Right? So doing her Facebook Live, selling the leggings and stuff. And so, you know, one day I was talking to her like, what is going on here? And let me tell you, this woman had 5 kids.
Okay.
Quit her job to sell LuLaRoe.
Okay.
In her garage. And she was just talking about how much money she was making off of these leggings. I even bought a couple from her because they were really soft. They felt good.
Did yours have bananas on them or monkeys? Or stars, or I mean, the prints on these leggings are horrible.
Horrible. And I had a few prints, but they also had some solids. So I got like a solid black, a solid like light blue, and then I got like a couple of prints. But I think I wore the prints like once, and I was like, whoa, that's too much.
I mean, and so, that was the whole scheme of it. Like, they would make a print, and they would only make a certain number.
Right.
So you're like searching for that print.
But right.
You're searching for like elephants.
Right.
Or I don't know, lizards.
Yeah, it was crazy. They made it seem, I don't know, it was there, like they played a whole mind trickery. Like, I don't want to, like, look, y'all just need to watch it and just be amazed by like how it felt very cultish.
Yes.
It felt like they were brainwashed. And I'm telling you, when I watched that documentary, so pretty much, you know, it was great. People were making all this money. They were like, the LuLaRoe company encouraged people to, you know, buy designer bags and nice cars to kind of show off like, oh, what selling LuLaRoe can do for you. So, then, you know, everything started going to shit.
They've been indicted. The couple, it's a married couple that own the company and run the company. They have been indicted.
Right, right. They went to trial.
Several counts of something. Yes.
I will say the business still exists. I did Google. Did you end up Googling
it?
No, I
didn't. Yeah,
so they still have a website and they still exist. So, you know, they ended up having supply issues. They were, you know, starting to steal people's design. Like their designers felt overwhelmed because they had to like get out so much stuff. Oh, then they remember they started. Let me stop giving away everything.
Yes, we're not going
to
give it away.
But I do want to say,
yeah,
I swear, one of those people they featured on the show complained.
Yeah.
Was my neighbor.
What?
I swear it was her. I can't believe it.
I swear it was her.
And I feel bad. I'm like, she really quit her job to sell that stuff. And clearly it didn't end up well for her.
No, it didn't end up well for the majority of the people.
And they were making money.
So the owners were making billions.
Yes.
In the billions.
Yes.
And everybody else, you know, if it's a tier, you know, the top people are getting the most of the money.
Yeah.
So
if you get in early, you're making like $100,000 a month, at least just off of like the people under you.
Right. But the second tier, they were making like millions.
Yeah. So they started focusing on recruiting salespeople.
Yes.
And that's where things got really bad because it's like they had all these salespeople. And then that's when the quality of the product, you know, just slipped away and they got in over their head with the product.
That's not how the quality slipped away. Okay. Well, okay. Never mind. We're not going to tell.
But yeah, I don't want to
tell.
I just want y'all just watch it, but just know that one of those ladies complaining on Facebook
was Robin's neighbor.
Was my neighbor. And it was so fascinating to watch though.
It was.
To watch her do that. And I almost contemplated signing up to sell it.
Robin, you're not. Okay. First of all,
I would have tried selling you some leggings, Giselle.
I do not want, like, because the next like artwork will be like a picture of our faces on the leggings, right? Or it'll be like RHOP all over it.
Right,
like,
little cherry blossoms.
Okay.
That's what I thought about it. We hope you enjoyed that Reasonably Shady highlight. You can catch the full episode on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us on social media at Reasonably Shady or send us an email at whatsup@reasonablyshady.com. See you next time.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.